You've heard our open themes with listeners talking about their vocations.
Missouri dairy farmers, love issues, etc.
And what they're doing while listening to issues, etc.
This is Mark from Michigan, and I am a lawnmower listener. We love issues, etc.
We're looking for more of these elements to include in our open themes. Tell us about your vocation, hobby, or what you do while listening to Issues Etc. Call the Issues Etc. comment line 24/7 at 618-223-8382. If you make a mistake, just start over. 618-223-8382. Thanks for listening, and thanks for contributing to Issues Etc. 618-223-8382.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. The Lutheran Witness magazine interprets the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective. You can check out their great offer of 6 digital or print issues for only $6.99 at cph.org/try-lutheran-witness. That's cph.org/try-lutheran-witness. Parents depend on media watch groups sometimes to kind of vet what they are going to watch with their kids, be it television, the internet, especially with movies. There is a media watch organization out there, Common Sense Media. They've added a new category to their movie reviews, positive gender representation. Now, what does that mean? Is there good? Is there bad? We're going to find out here for the next few minutes as we talk about that addition to Common Sense Media's movie reviews. Anna Mussman joins us. She's a stay-at-home mother of two toddlers. She's author of the blog Sister, Daughter, Mother, Wife, and a recent column for The Federalist titled Why Kids Don't Need Their Movies Screened for Gender Stereotypes. Anna, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thanks for having me.
Introduce us to Common Sense Media and their latest category for reviewing media and movies.
They're a movie review site, and they claim a quite large readership, and they seem to have some influence over advertising because they have a fair amount of influence in terms of their reviews. They give parents a rundown of the content of different TV shows and movies. They usually have a review, and then they have a series of icons, the little bubbles, to show parents, oh, you know, this one has a lot of violence and scary stuff, or this one has a lot of language, or oh, this one has positive role models, this one teaches good values. And then now they are adding one for what they call positive gender representation. But it's interesting because this is kind of almost a bit of doublespeak. It sounds so nice and neutral, like, oh yeah, we all want shows that have positive approaches to boys and girls and think that's good. But it's actually very specifically intended only for shows that combat what they call gender stereotypes.
So give us an example, maybe not specific to that, but of the kind of things that they are considering stereotypes. And what's your biggest concern?
I think that what they really mean, although they don't come out and say this openly, is they object to the idea that a person's sex should have any influence on their behavior. They don't want children to think that there's any kind of norms or patterns of behavior for males and females. So they're specifically looking for stories where females will do things that are traditionally male or males will do things that are female. But the problem here is that they're seeing it as morally superior when a boy in a movie likes poetry or wants to dance ballet or something like that, and morally superior when the girl wants to knock down the bad guys or do something like that, versus people who just happen to serve others in a more gender traditional way.
So what's a better response to, I mean, there are, especially in children's media, in a lot of ways, kind of the worst of gender stereotypes, of the stereotypes of men and women being portrayed in a lot of the more popular stuff, especially the animated features. What's a better response on the part of parents who want their kids to be able to consume this kind of media without imbibing in that?
You're saying there's a lot of stuff for kids where everything is sort of very pink or very blue?
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about kind of I'm thinking about the animated features that just in terms of kind of the physical appearance Beauty and the Beast. The girl's about 3 feet tall, and the guy's about apparently about 7 feet tall, and a lot of there are a lot of stereotypes playing around in there.
Right, right. There are a lot of shows for kids that might appear to present traditional gender role models. The female characters, they have that perfect appearance. Everything is very looks-based. The male characters are very muscular and strong, and they might seem to be traditional males. But I think what a lot of these shows and these stories are missing out on, just as much as the very gender-bending shows are also missing out on, is the idea that we have a sex. Our sex is not just something that is individual, but it's there and it has a relationship with other people. And it's actually something that draws us together into families and communities and gives us a way to help and serve each other. You know, our sex shouldn't be treated as some sort of obstacle to happiness, like common sense media might see it, something that will hold us back unless we work really hard to make sure nobody oppresses us. But it shouldn't either be a way that we get the attention of the boys by dressing in just the right way, or the way that we selfishly display some kind of male macho strength and just beat up everybody around us. It is actually something that can allow us to serve others and build a community, and it can actually be the basis of teaching us how to love others.
Does that mean that we should go the direction that common sense media seems to be going, and that is kind of, as you say, scrub away all the pink and blue in these movies?
And they're probably reacting to the artificiality that you've mentioned, that a lot of the very kind of low-level shows for kids present kind of almost like a false masculinity and false femininity, where it is very shallow and selfish. But they instead want to get rid of it and have everybody behave as if they're the same. But the problem, of course, is that if we want our children to be able to grow up into productive, virtuous people, then as a society, we have to give them role models of what does that mean, and we have to support them in good behaviors. So as a society, we do need to encourage healthy norms and healthy ways of looking at what it means to be a man or a woman. And I think we really do not want to communicate to our kids that sex is a bad thing, and that it's actually morally superior to try to act as if we're not a male or a female. And I think we can, as Lutherans, say if we look at this in a vocational kind of way, our sex is a way to serve others and help others, it helps free us from both traps, because we can acknowledge that it's there and that it's good, and it's an opportunity to serve others in a whole variety of ways. And often this will be in ways that seem traditional. But, you know, if something, another opportunity comes up that is less traditional, well, there we have that opportunity as well.
So this is about talking about gender and sex in not just a knee-jerk reaction to how media often portrays it, but talking about it in a more careful, realistic way.
Yes, and as a way that looks at people as communities, as groups, instead of just looking at the individual.
You say that sex is supposed to unite humanity, not foment competition. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, it's interesting that in all the stories and the myths and legends of the past, there are a lot of stories where men and women hurt each other and cause all kinds of pain and suffering to each other. And yet at the same time, as Christians, many of us come from families where we've seen our parents and their union produce such wonderful things and create family for us. So sex really is something that can cause tremendous suffering, and it's also something that can give us one of the most wonderful things in life, you know, that family love and that kind of community. And as we're raising our children, we really want them to be able to see sex in a way that will help them end up in the family situation, not the situation where we're all in competition trying to achieve our own selfish goals, but in the family setting where we're learning to sacrifice our own whims, which actually makes us more free and more able to live as human beings.
You have a couple of children at home. Do you have boys, girls, a mix of two?
I have a boy and a girl.
Okay. So your experience, and I take it they're still pretty young, your experience, I'd like to draw upon that because it's more immediate for you. I'm watching my daughter raise two young boys, and there's no doubt about it that boys are boys. from the very beginning. It just, they're born that way. What have you observed as a mother of toddlers here, a boy and a girl, where you can say, look, I see it in my own children, that sex makes a difference, that gender makes a difference, and to avoid the stereotypes, but to show them that this is a good thing that God has created, the differences between the two?
I think with my children, I've seen ways in which, yes, they're definitely different. They think differently, they function differently, and also ways in which they don't completely fit what you might call sort of gender stereotypes. And I think it's really helpful for both of them to encourage them not to think of being a boy or a girl as based kind of on interests and props. It's not really about what you wear or, oh, boys do that game and girls do this game, but it's about having different roles in life. So with my 3-year-old, he does respond very well when I talk to him about the idea that he can be brave and strong. He recently accidentally hurt his sister. He's been pretty careless, and we had a little talk about how he can help protect her and defend her and be like, you know, King Arthur and so on. And he was really excited by that. And he responded to that in a way a lot of little girls wouldn't. You know, this idea of he can take on this role of helping to protect her. So I do want to communicate to him that being a good man is about how he lives and behaves versus some sort of you have to wear the blue shirt and never read poetry.
So it's far more nuanced than either Hollywood in what it feeds to kids seems to portray, or even common sense media wants to eliminate from those movies. There's real life nuance here.
Right, right. I think when we have a balanced view, then yes, there's much more freedom for children. My daughter likes to, she'll imitate her brother. She'll be out there pretending that she's mowing the lawn, walking around going, you know, mow, mow, mow. But she'll have her dolly tucked under one arm and her little purse under the other. And, you know, she can do that. She can play all kinds of things because there's freedom within recognizing that, yes, sex is real and you're not going to change that by your interests or your preferences.
What you have pointed out here finally, Anna, is not just common sense media. It is the pervasive view of gender and sex in our society today, and it's come upon us pretty quickly, that there are no real differences. The differences, whatever they may appear to be, are socially conditioned, and they're probably bad to maintain them, and that we need to actively move our children away from the idea that there's a difference between male and female. As a mother, what do you think about raising your kids in that world?
It's difficult. It's difficult because I do want my children to have a healthy understanding of who they are as people. But of course, I can't kind of reproduce some kind of, I don't know what period I would want to reproduce, but we can't exactly go back to the past. But I think, again, trying to live in service to others will be helpful. They can, as they come into situations, they can think about how can they help other people as a woman or as a man. And I really do hope they can see their sex as a positive gift from God, not something negative. You know, the culture wants to free children and talks about freeing children from the limitations that might be put on them by their sex. But I want my children to actually see that their sex is not some sort of negative oppression of the body, but is a good thing and is a wonderful gift.
Anna Mussman is a stay-at-home mother of 2 toddlers, author of the blog Sister, Daughter, Mother, Wife, and a recent column for The Federalist titled Why Kids Don't Need Their Movies Screened for Gender Stereotypes. You can read it under the Listen On Demand page at issuesetc.org. Anna, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
We will be listening to your comments from the Issues Etc. comment line and responding and reading your email on the other side of the break on this Tuesday afternoon, July the 11th. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc.
Stuck in traffic? Waiting in a line at the grocery store? Do better than scrolling through pictures of your aunt's chai latte and your friend's distraught statuses regarding the baseball game on Facebook. Download the digital version of The Lutheran Witness and get your theological fix instead. Not a subscriber? Visit cph.org/trylutheranwitness for special offer, $6.99 for 6 issues. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective.
Trinity Lutheran Church in Vilonia, Indiana, is a mighty fortress that stands as a bulwark against the attacks of the devil, the world, and our sinful flesh. We are located in Jackson County, about 2 miles south of historic Fort Vilonia on State Road 135. Join us every Lord's Day for Sunday school and Bible class at 8:30 and divine service at 9:30. Come and receive the gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation from God's Valiant One, Jesus Christ, who has conquered death and holds the field forever.
The Consortium for Classical Lutheran Education invites you to attend our Reformation Summer Conference, July 11 through 13, 2017, in Cheyenne, Wyoming, focused on truth and education. Speakers include the Reverend Rolf Preuss, Dr. Angus Manouge, and Dr. Thomas Korchak. Enjoy this year's unique banquet experience at a Wyoming bison ranch. Visit ccle.org for more speakers and information. That's ccle.org.
What does it mean that Jesus Christ is our great high priest, the greater Moses, and the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies? The New Concordia Commentary on Hebrews is the Issues Etc. book of the month. It's written by regular guest Dr. John Kleinig. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Your pastor would deeply appreciate the New Concordia Commentary on Hebrews, 1-800-325-3040.
Lutheranism in the Public Square. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Grace Lutheran, Henderson, Nevada. Faith Lutheran, Orange City, Iowa. Bethany Lutheran, Fairview Heights, Illinois. Bethlehem Lutheran, North Zulch, Texas. Risen Christ Lutheran, Arvada, Colorado. Trinity Lutheran and Grace Lutheran, Wichita, Kansas. Emmanuel Lutheran, Perryville, Missouri. Risen Savior Lutheran, Basor, Kansas. St. John Lutheran, Champaign, Illinois. Trinity Lutheran, Auburn, Nebraska. Holy Trinity Lutheran, Columbia, South Carolina, Grace Lutheran, Elgin, Texas, Gethsemane Lutheran, Marion, Ohio, and St. John Lutheran, Springfield, Pennsylvania. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation becomes a congregational sponsor, we'll publicize your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal.